Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lucky Theories. Today being a Saturday, we extend to all of you a warm welcome. Right, Australia A played against the Women's A in the women's section yesterday, and the scores are amazing. Australian women in their 50 overs made 265 for 9. Now, India Women A team came up with a sterling performance, winning this game with one ball to spare. 266 for 8, and that would have been a very exciting approach. So well played, both Australia women and India women. There has to be one winner, and this time the Indian women coming out on top. Right, today SLC Greens will take on Greys. Now, this is something that we are following very closely at the SSC, because we are all looking forward to the team announcement, starting with the Zimbabwe's mini tour, the white ball series. Games coming up today, Australia will take on South Africa in the third T20. And this is going to be a very interesting contest, because it's even Stevens at the moment. Australia will want to definitely come up on trumps. Nevertheless, they are playing against a strong South African side who have proved far beyond doubt that they are real white ball kings. Right, Bangladesh A are playing against Nepal today. That'll be interesting. Let's take a look at that as well and see the potential that Bangladesh A has in their bench strength. Right, quickly on to rugby. Three wonderful games scheduled for today. The Lady Jayashilaka Shield between St. Thomas's and St. Joseph's is scheduled for kickoff at 4 o'clock at the big clubs. So the Thomians play host to the Josephians. According to our reports, St. Thomas's will be clear favourites, I'm told. Right, then the William Gopallava Trophy coming up, Ananda versus Vidyatha. And this should sort of be almost one-sided, because we know how well Ananda College has fared this season, especially in the A Division segment, while Vidyatha sadly will be dropped down to B Division for the 2026 series. Here comes the day-nighter between the two Methodist schools, Kingswood versus Wesley, to be played under lights at the CRNFC. So it's called the Blaze Trophy, the first leg and the second leg, and that will be a very interesting game for us to follow. Plenty of rugby if you're a rugby lover, so make sure that you watch all three games if possible. I know you can watch two games, because one is starting at 4 o'clock and the other at 6:30. So plenty to look forward to. But the greatest weekend is coming up next week, the Bradby Shield. Keep our eyes focused on that. Plenty of talk about players to be tested for drugs intake and all that and more. But we have nothing firmly confirmed pertaining to that, so I need to drop kick that. Well, that's it from me and Lucky Theories this Saturday morning. Get your headsets on, because I want to spin a record for your liking.